MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, an update from the NBA. Anthony Davis is back.
So are the Lakers.
And so are the Lakers. They are trailing the Spurs, who have won 3 games all year. 24-22 late in the first quarter. AD and Rui Hachimura making his Lakers debut after the big trade 36 hours ago. They have both come into the game together. Off the bench, Hachimura has hit a couple of free throws. AD is still looking for his first couple of points in the game, but he's going to be going to the free throw line. So here come the Lakers, and this is now the official beginning of the season for LA. 4 games under 500, okay. It's just about getting into the play-in round. If you can crawl into the top six, that's great. They're only crawling into the top six is not that difficult. They're only 2 games out of the sixth spot because the West is competitive. It's not great. It's competitive, but this is the real beginning of the season. AD is back. They make their one trade because that was the bullet they had to fire was for Hachimura. We traded away Kendrick Nunn, who was a guy. We traded away a couple of second round picks. This was their big move. So tonight's the start of the Lakers season with AD coming back. And again, I think Rui Hachimura is going to be fine. He'll do what they need. He'll hit some shots, hit some threes. But it's going to be, hey, the Lakers will be okay as long as AD is playing. And how long is AD going to be in the game in the lineup until he gets hurt again, right? That's the whole thing. Sure. He was unbelievable until he went out. It's like he decided, hey, I don't like what people are saying about me. I'm going to go to the next level to really try and not just get by with my physical abilities. But then he got hurt. And then it's, oh, yeah, that's the other thing about AD, too. You talk about his motivation, and it's about staying healthy. So, hey, it's great that he's back. Hopefully this continues, but I don't expect to see him for the rest of the season. How many get? 10 games? 5 games? 15 games? I don't know, but it's going to happen at some point because it always happens with him.
Well, it's the curiosity, right? It's also the next day of how do we get rid of Russell Westbrook? Those were all the thought pieces today, particularly after he got really upset at our guy Dan Wojcicki with a line of questioning he had in the postgame about a turnover and some miscommunication. A cross-up, as Wojcicki termed it in his question, that Russell Westbrook got really mad about. He goes, well, I know the intent wasn't to turn the ball over.
Unless that was the intent. Was the intent to turn? If the intent was to turn it over, let me know.
Did you take money?
Let me know.
Yeah.
If you meant to turn it over, I'll just walk away. That's fine.
Yeah, that one didn't get as much run as the other reporter that kind of washed him up. So, you know, our guy Wojcicki mixing it up. But after some of the latest Westbrooks, it's been all right, can we get rid of him now? Everything else is coming back together and Anthony Davis is coming back. It's like, all right, now can we attend to the other piece of business here? Or will that kind of go unnoticed based on the fact that guys are getting healthy?
But just think about this for the NBA season. You're worried about your team. Like, I sit here and watch the Knicks go, boy, the Knicks win 5 in a row, and they lose 5 in a row. What the hell's happening with them? Why can't they? And then I realize everything is fine. If the season can start for the Lakers tonight, the season can start for the Knicks. It can start for almost anybody except, like, the Pistons and the Rockets and the Spurs. But for everybody else, and the Hornets and the Magic. But for everybody else, it can start tonight. If you're upset about your team, it can start tonight. Again, not if you're the Magic or the Hornets or the Pistons or the Spurs or the Rockets. But everybody else, you can say your season starts tonight. It's okay.
Next level. Yeah. I like that level. It begins, though. I mean, like, the hope is the best and the most dangerous thing. Still want LeBron James a little more on the why did he look so out of it. I mean, obviously they're getting waxed by the Clippers, but you're having a big night, and outside of your individual effort, you look like you would have rather been anywhere else mm-hmm. than on mm-hmm. the bench yesterday. But, you know, that is what it is. Hey, 178 points shy of Kareem. Yay.
This is how it feels to score 40 against the Clippers? I thought it'd be better than that. All right, fine.
Did they not give me a long enough celebration here? What the hell, man?
So we'll keep you posted on this game. 26-25. Spurs with the lead over the Lakers right now in the first half. A little bit of tempers flaring as a rough foul by Russell Westbrook has everybody jawing at each other, but order has been restored. Again, we'll wait for Dan Wojcicki to ask Russell Westbrook after the game about what that play was all about. But, look, big night in the NFL tonight as we now know who could wind up winning some of the big awards at the end of the season. We saw the MVP finalists. No one is surprised. No. Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Jefferson. Right? I mean, we saw that. But here's the thing about this. I think we can already, Mike Harmon, we can already knock that list down. Right? Yeah, because you just follow me here for a second, right? So there are your MVP finalists, right? Those are your five MVP finalists. Allen, Burrow, Hurts, Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes. Now, the players nominated for Offensive Player of the Year are Hurts, Jefferson, and Mahomes. Right? Now, think about the Academy Awards that came out. What do you pay attention? There's 10 nominees for Best Picture. Who can really win Best Picture, right? The ones where Best Director are nominated. The other ones, you just let them go, right? They're just nominated to help. Hey, we're going to bring attention to this movie. We're going to help out something like Top Gun Maverick. But the only real movies that can win are the ones that have Best Director nominated as well, because that shows you what the Academy thinks of the film. So I think right here, we have five nominees for NFL MVP, right? It's Allen or Burrow or Hurts or Jefferson or Mahomes. But you only got three nominated for Offensive Player of the Year: Hurts, Jefferson, and Mahomes. So can you really tell me that somebody outside of Hurts, Jefferson, or Mahomes is going to win MVP? Like, you're going to see Josh Allen can win MVP and somebody else wins Offensive Player of the Year? That's not going to happen. So it's really Hurts, Jefferson, Mahomes. You know Justin Jefferson's not going to win as a wide receiver, so it's really Hurts or Mahomes. And as I told you from the beginning of the season, Jalen Hurts is going to be NFL MVP. So I'm sticking with that all the way through, and he's had a better year than Mahomes. His team has won more, and he's been doing it differently than other quarterbacks have done it. And most importantly for me, he's got half the turnovers that Mahomes has. He's got half the turnovers of all the quarterbacks that are finalists for MVP. The touchdowns are about the same because you have the 22 he had throwing, then you had 13 running the football. Touchdowns, yards, all that stuff is about the same. But you look at turnovers, and he's the guy that turned the ball over half the time that Mahomes and Allen and Burrow all did. So, yeah, I'm doubling down on Jalen Hurts. I'm tripling, quadrupling down, and boy, that's one I should have went to Vegas with at the beginning of the season because I could have got like 25 or 30-1 odds on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, here's the problem. You're going to lose because Mahomes right now is minus 750. Minus 750. So this is the bet $10 to get 1133 back. So no. Hurts is currently 12-1. Sorry.
Boo.
And as we know, the information, while not perfect, is pretty good, right? They've done all They're polling, kind of like Medina with his midseason thing and our guy Jason Cole with what he does around the NFL related to the Hall of Fame and different pieces of information there. Yeah, it's Mahomes followed by Burrow, followed by Allen, followed by Hurts, followed by Jefferson.
Jefferson
at 100-1.
Boo.
Sorry, buddy. You had a good run with it, but those couple of games he missed are going to cost him.
Boo.
And the perception? No. But here's the thing: the perception was that the Chiefs were going to have some dramatic drop off because Tyreek Hill left. Right? Mm-hmm. That was what everybody assumed. It was except us, because we're smarter than the average Bears. Like, so long as Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are there, I'm feeling pretty good about it. And the Raiders are still playing there, and I got the Denver's going to stink thing right. So all of that played in my advantage. Patrick Mahomes emerges victorious.
Boo for you for putting that and fostering that false narrative out there. Boo
for giving you information from earlier today.
Boo. Sorry. That rains on my Jalen Hurts parade.
Sorry you want to go live in an alternate universe.
You know that, don't you?
And that's fine.
It's not alternate universe.
He can win an Offensive Player of the Year award.
No, he can't.
Sure he can.
You can give the MVP to Mahomes, but Offensive Player of the Year goes 100%. To Jalen Hurts? No, you can't.
Or you can give it to Justin Jefferson. Here's an award that doesn't matter.
These guys only play offense.
Because none of them matter.
They only play offense. You can't do, well, MVP-wise, because, you know, defensively. This is not, hey, we put Scott Rowland in the Hall of Fame because, he's really good fielding the ball. Oh, right. Yeah, that's good. Let's put him in the Hall of Fame for that. Yeah. Nah, see, you can't have a guy win MVP that isn't nominated for Offensive Player of the Year. You can't do it. Boo.
Sorry, Vegas takes a bath.
Vegas takes a huge bath on this. It's like they found a way. And honestly, just to be honest here for a second, I feel like the entire season, whether it's members of the media, whether it's NFL players, because they heavily have piped in about MVP, whether it's past, whatever it is, I get the overall sense that Jalen Hurts is not nearly respected enough like he should be. Yeah, but that offense, boy, it's really got... Well, oh, wait, but Chiefs aren't in a good offense. Travis Kelce's not the best tight end that we've seen in years in the NFL. He's better than even Rob Gronkowski. We're not seeing that. He just doesn't get the love he deserves. It's like, Jalen Hurts is good, but, well, there's other guys who really like better. What has Jalen Hurts not done this year? What is he not? Like, the guy can't even get credit for playing great.
Nobody's telling him he was a stiff.
But before the season, you had a lot of folks
that still thought he sucked.
Other guys are better, right? What was it?
Or as good, and then it becomes a battle of pressers and perception. And right now, who does anybody love more than Joe Burrow in the National Football League? Nobody. Look at his swagger. Look at the post-game outfits. Look at what he does week after week.
Nah.
And then he said, hey, get refunds.
They love Burrow.
You know, all of that stuff.
No, look, everybody loves Burrow, and they love Mahomes. But no, Jalen Hurts is, I don't know. That's how it's been all year.
He's fourth of five.
All year. Boom.
Well, but it goes to the same thing that we've done as a collective media and how much is fair versus foul in terms of what Brock Purdy has done to this day. Because you still have folks that are going to die on the hill of this guy's a jag. Because if it happens to be that, right, and he suddenly falls off a cliff performance-wise, it could be the, I was the smartest guy in the room, and while everybody else was seeing something, I didn't. That's what you want to be the contrarian. With the Jalen Hurts, he's had a great year. There's no question about it. Patrick Mahomes, whether you like it or not, maybe it's because he was cloned like Dolly the sheep.
Stunt double.
He wins.
Boo, boo, boo.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Bah!
Lakers trailing the Spurs right now, 44-40, midway through the second quarter. AD is back. Rui Hachimura making his big debut. Elsewhere, Golden State on top of Memphis right now, 40 seconds to go in the first half, 51-49. Golden State playing at home, so you know they kind of have a chance tonight, but we'll see. Getting set to join us on the line, Rick Bucher is going to stop by. He is at Golden State's game. Do you think, Mike, that Bucher had someone from Uber Eats deliver McDonald's on the court during the game tonight?
I think that would have been a good bit for him or someone else to pull that off on the nationally televised NBA game. Although I think they've got to deal with a different distributor of that nature,
okay,
as an NBA partner, if I saw that ad correctly in the last block. So perhaps their rivals would be smart to come on board that way, that kind of load themselves.
He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. He is at Golden State in Memphis right now. He joins us now on the hotline. Rick, what's happening, man?
Just enjoying rivalry week. Do you guys have a rival? Is there a rival? I don't think you guys have rivals.
No, we are unparalleled. We crush our rivals.
I fight with everybody, crush them all.
Yeah, we crush our rivals.
Exactly. Mm. That's what I assumed, but I just wanted to confirm. Because it's trade season, so we just can't go out there with crazy things. We have to confirm what is actually happening. And so that's what I'm... That's the mode that I'm in.
Now speaking of crazy, I mean, tonight's game between Loyola and Duquesne in college basketball, an Uber Eats delivery driver walked onto the court to try to deliver McDonald's to someone who ordered. They had to stop the game and figure out what happened. It's become a pretty big thing. That was not Matt Bucher. He was not involved in this, right? I just want to make sure.
What was the order?
I don't know. We don't know what the order was.
It was just a giant satchel
of food from McDonald's. He walked onto the court.
Yeah, no. Unless it was barbecue, it would not have been Matt Bucher. So,
okay, all right.
Do you want us to send you some McDonald's?
But it kind of sounds like something he would do.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, on second thought, let me check my card.
Okay.
Because if he's door dashing, chances are I'm paying for it, unbeknownst to me.
Have you ever seen anything like that at an NBA game? I mean, a guy walking on a court with Uber Eats to try to deliver it to somebody?
No, it honestly sounds like free advertising. Sounds like somebody put somebody up to it just to make a splash and have everybody talking about Uber Eats. I mean, kind of ingenious in a way.
No question.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Calvin Klein walked onto the court to talk to Latrell Sprewell during a game when the Knicks were playing. He was going to inbound the ball, and Calvin Klein got up out of his seat and was talking to Latrell for a few minutes. The game's going out. Okay, I guess he's got something to say to me right now.
Yeah. I missed that. But were you a Calvin Klein guy, by the way? I have a hard time seeing you in Calvin Klein pants.
No. If Calvin Klein made really comfortable sweatpants, that would be me. I'd be Calvin Klein. I would need that.
Well said. Well done.
Now, hey, I'm surprised you're actually going to come and talk basketball with us, because I have a feeling your brain has to be like 95% on the Bengals this week. Or am I wrong about that?
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not my brain. It's every other part. It's my heart and my lungs and you name everything else. The mind has been turned off because I'm still getting accustomed to this idea that the Bengals have the potential of going to a second consecutive Super Bowl. I had not, especially last weekend with the Bills and the way the offensive line was playing there. I had my concerns, but Joe Burrow is playing like a freaking surgeon, getting the ball out of his hands. And I don't think, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but what I get from that team is that they are playing with a huge chip on their shoulder. And the way the results of the Bills situation was handled only made that chip bigger. And having a collective motive, it is tough to beat a talented team when they have that. And I think that they've overcome that. And I want to shout out to all my Cincinnati peeps, because the way they responded to the Damar Hamlin situation from the moment it happened to when he was in the hospital there, the people that were holding the vigil, the way that people have treated it on social media, it makes me proud to say that I am a son of the Natty, because the way that all the fans, the Bengals fans there, responded to that situation is the way I would hope that every fan base would respond when an opposing player is put in a situation like that, or if something like that happens to an opponent, that we look beyond that and we realize the our shared humanity. So I'm proud to say that I'm from the Natty, based on that alone.
See, there you go. It's the best of humanity, everybody coming together. And if you're heading to Arizona, Rick will need a ticket. Okay, Rick, so, well, you know, I got to put it out there while we're at it. NBA-wise.
If Gary Owen doesn't come through for me, yeah, I mean, I need a backup for sure.
See, there you go. And he got the name drop in, too. Nicely done, Rick. So we look at the NBA, the first trade that goes down, I guess, locally. We look at it with Rui Hachimura, LeBron James putting up huge points, but many a caption made of his lack of interest when he was on the bench yesterday and a bit sullen. But what does Hachimura do for this squad?
The short answer, unfortunately, for Lakers fans is not enough. You know what it does? You know what Rui does? Is he takes some of the heat off of Rob Pelinka. And in talking to scouts about Rui is, he's a little physically bigger than Kendrick Nunn. He can give you a little more defense than Kendrick. Whether he's able to knock down the corner three is really going to determine what he's going to be able to contribute. He, from what I've been told, is not a high basketball IQ type player, which generally doesn't play well with LeBron. And he's had his own injury history. So I think that I saw the response from Lakers fans in terms of, hey, he did something. It was a good job. And Rob did something. It improves us. It's a good deal. And the general response that I'm getting from the league is a little more cynical, especially when it comes to this move and the hope that there's going to be another one. The feeling is Rob did this and he gave up the 3 seconds to do it so that, basically, they don't have any other assets other than the two firsts. And from everything I've heard, they are still stuck on not moving those. So he has the cover of saying, hey, it's not as if I didn't do anything. I jumped out there and made a deal happen. And when the trade deadline comes and goes and nothing else has happened, he can say, hey, look, you know, we were aggressive. We got out there early and there was just nothing else that came, that was on the table for us that made a whole lot of sense. So we're going forward with what we've got and we hope that AD stays healthy and LeBron stays healthy and we're going to do the best with the crew that we have.
Rick Bucher, our guest here, Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. All right, Rick, I'm going to bring you in on a discussion we had on the show last night, which is probably the first time this team's been mentioned on Sports Talk Radio since probably 2006. We talked about this last night, and I'm going to tell you this right now. The NBA Coach of the Year, you can throw everything away. Mike Brown is your NBA Coach of the Year.
I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
I am not mad at that. Especially, now, you know, by saying that, he's going to get fired.
Exactly. 100%.
So, LeBron's going to get him fired from Sacramento.
I don't know what you have against Mike Brown, but yeah, okay, let's make him Coach of the Year. That's fine. No, you know what? What I appreciate about that is that Mike has clearly evolved as a head coach. What he's doing with Sacramento is a reflection of how much he's grown and that he has become a guy. You know, there was a time where one offensively he was a very good defensive coach. I think probably being with the Warriors has certainly expanded his portfolio in that regard. But I get the sense that he is not afraid to challenge guys in a way that he was not previously. And so we were actually just joking about it. There's a couple of writers and Ray Ritter, well-known communications VP of the Warriors, long time. And we were joking about the fact that the Kings becoming relevant again, would be the first time since like 2006 that we had somewhat of a Warriors Kings rivalry. So hoping that comes to bear. And I have to tell you, I'm in a hallway here in the bowels of the arena thinking that I had found a quiet place. and I swear to God, there has been a parade of every possible like vehicle that you could have to move things going by me. It's been everything, but I feel like I'm waiting for an armored truck to come by next.
Nice.
At this point, so.
It's like an airplane or a scary movie where just something bigger keeps coming by every single time.
It's just kind of, yeah, I got to look around the corner to see if there's any raptors that are going to be coming around the corner.
There's a guy on an elephant.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Riddle me this. In L.A., LeBron and AD or Kawhi and Paul George, which duo plays more games going down the stretch?
Oh, wow. Well, probably AD and LeBron, because the Clippers really, all they want to do is have everybody available at the end of the year, and they have enough depth that they can make get a playoff spot. They could get one of the top four playoff spots without playing PG and Kawhi every night, all night. The Lakers can't. The Lakers can't make the playoffs without LeBron and AD playing the vast majority of the game. So it's a matter of urgency and, you know, what they have to do to be in the postseason. And for that reason, I would expect that LeBron and AD, there's at least the motivation to have them play as many games as possible, where the Clippers are not motivated to do that at all. And when they have a performance like they did against the Lakers, where they basically just show what they're capable of, that's even more reason for the Clippers to go, okay, we know what we're capable of when we have everybody on the floor. Let's just make sure that when we get to the playoffs, that we've got everybody available. And that is their number one priority. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the Lakers duo playing more games than PG and Kawhi.
Let me take you back to what you started out talking about here before he brought you the Bengals and Mike Brown. You wrote about this a bit for FoxSports.com. I'm getting the sense that you're, as far as the trade deadline goes, it's a little, it's way murkier than it's ever been, and it's going to be really difficult to parse things out going forward.
Well, especially right now, because one thing that I didn't write about, but I've heard in the last couple days, is the Jay Crowder situation is really gumming up the works right now, because essentially he's been available since the beginning of the year for a first round pick. And now that he hasn't played all this time, there are suitors out there. There are teams, the Bucks being one, there's a couple teams out there that would love to have Jay Crowder. But at this point, him not having played all season long, they're like, well, I don't know if we want to give up a first round pick for him. And there are other guys that are of the same ilk, or you could find a guy who's kind of a defensive specialist, can space the floor, but they have heftier contracts and would be far more involved. And you might have to give up a little bit more. It becomes a far more involved trade. And so all of the teams that are interested in making a move are waiting to see what happens to Crowder. And that's why I think that you could see, like, normally we see some trades trickle in as we run up to the trade deadline. We could very well get down to the last 48 hours before a deal breaks and everybody is lined up with their deal subsequent to that first trade happening. And then we just get an avalanche of deals coming down at the last second. I think last year it was the last week where everything happened, but it happened over a 3-day period. I think we could very well see this year where it's all compacted into the last 24 hours.
Is part of that also that you only have two teams in each conference that have no chance at hell in making the playoffs?
That's a huge part of it. That's a huge part of it, because especially with, I mean, the play-in tournament is doing what I think Adam Silver hoped it would, which is teams. There's a dozen teams that could make the playoffs and it could make it through the play-in. Teams are looking at the Minnesota Timberwolves and how their fans reacted, and the fact that they ended up getting, they ended up making playoff money off of just sneaking in through the play-in. and how their fans reacted. And so owners are looking at it going, okay, I could pick up a couple million if we make the playoffs, or we could move in the other direction and try to save a couple million by moves we make at the trade deadline and you know, getting off some contracts. And there's like a dozen teams that are kind of like, they could go either way. And so the Milwaukee's and Dallas is another team, the Clippers, like there's teams that are looking to make a deal, but the market isn't set yet because there's so many teams that might have talent that would be available, but they haven't decided whether they want to go get more talent or they want to get rid of some of theirs. So to your point, yes, that and along with 16 teams, I think there's 16 teams right now that are in the luxury tax. And that's another thing where it's like, if we're going to go for the playoffs, as Scout said to me, because if you're going to suck, you want to suck cheaply. So, you know,
that's that going on a t-shirt.
Yeah. If you're, it goes well with Calvin Klein jeans, the knockoff.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's the other factor. I mean, fans don't like to hear this, but teams are always looking at the bottom line. And when you're on the periphery of making the playoffs or not, they're weighing what are we paying in the luxury tax versus what we would make, not only just in ticket sales for, you know, a couple of playoff games, but in terms of season ticket sales for next year and corporate sponsors and all the things that when you're a playoff team, like it ends up being a calculation. The guys with the green eye shades ultimately are very involved in which trades actually go down.
He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. Check him out on FS1, the On the Ball podcast with Rick Bucher. And the second half of tonight's game between Golden State and Memphis. Rick, stay away from the big high-profile vehicles. Enjoy the rest of the game. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, fellas. If you hear a beep, 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 make sure that I'm not under it, okay?
Bengals, yo. Bengals, yo.
Bye, Rick.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant, players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Today's Friday.
We got a big NBA story coming your way in about 10 minutes. A story that's evolving right now. But stop me if you heard this before. NFL team has an owner who wants to make a very specific decision. Many people who work with the owner, with the team, would like to talk him out of that decision. You say, oh, Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Hey, no. I see how you would default to that. Not the Cowboys and Jerry Jones. Jim Irsay is ready to bring Jeff Saturday back for a second interview as they try to full-time fill the head coaching position. I mean, why do you need to talk to him one time? You saw him coach, went 1-7 and blew the biggest lead in the NFL in the last 30 years. And many people in the organization who work with Irsay are trying to convince him that maybe we should go in a different direction at head coach. Maybe he's not quite the guy. I mean, Mike, there is doubling down on a bad idea, and there's doubling down on a bad idea after the idea was proven to be bad. No, I'm going to still do this again. Wow. I mean, if I'm the Indianapolis Colts fan base right now, I go, what the hell are we doing, really? We gave him a chance. That's fine. Season wasn't going anywhere. But now we're in position to restart the team. We have a great running back. We'll get a quarterback somewhere. And we want a guy that has no experience and went 1-7 and only beat the Raiders and blew that huge lead in Minnesota that was over 30 points. Really? This is the guy we're going to bring him back for another interview, the guy we're going to bring in seriously? I really hope that our owner's just doing him a solid, saying, hey, we don't want you to feel really bad. We're going to hire somebody else. But, wow, man, you hear Jeff Saturday coming back for a second interview, and your skin starts getting itchy, scratchy, going, I got hives, man. I'm nervous it's actually going to happen again.
Great ideas that just couldn't be implemented midstream. Maybe he should be the guy to pick the quarterback instead of Chris Ballard.
Oh, there you go.
And like I said, I've got a bunch of teams where it's like the GM does a pretty good job of building most of the roster, but then there's one position they just don't get right. Ballard doesn't get to pick another quarterback.
Well, the Jets do the same way. But I like you. Stick with the Colts.
Stick with the Colts. So Sean Ward started the petition on change.org to say, Dear Jim, we as Colts fans will always love the memories of the Super Bowl team, but we don't want Jeff Saturday as head coach of this team. Hire someone with experience and save your fan base from revolting. The end.
You know, and you bring
and
up
we're
a
getting
good point.
Signatures all over the place, buddy.
You know, you can't do what the fans want you to do in sports, right? That's one thing that people lose. You can't do what the fans want you to do all the time. But you have to avoid doing something that is going to alienate that fan base and make them not want to buy tickets and not watch the games and not suddenly your fan base has deserted you. You have to take that into account. Is this really going to help? Are we really going to capture the fans again and turn the Colts back into something? Are we going to get free agents who want to come play here if Jeff Saturday is named the coach? Is that really going to happen? I mean, sometimes you have to ask yourself that and go, boy, we really could just be telling the fan base to go away because we know how upset they would be if we make this specific hire. Anybody else, okay, you can hire a lot of other people. If you don't like it, fine. We think this is the guy. But you go hire this guy. It's time to unplug and go, okay, I can do other stuff with my Sundays.
Yeah, I think it comes down to just you've talked about it a lot, where if you're interviewing that many guys, you don't know what you want. I say it's kind of the politics way of, look at, we've flipped every stone to show you every possible candidate. The fact that you're bringing at least seven people back for a second interview, now you're just wasting your time. Now, there's no urgency because the season's still in place, but you'd like to at least start changing out the nameplates on the doors and getting yourself ready to do some talent evaluation for the draft.
Oof, man. Good luck. Good luck. Hey, Mr. Irsay, can I talk to you about who we're bringing in for the interview? No, don't disturb me. I'm locking my door. No! Twitter and how about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next,
Uber Eats is here.
You're not getting Rickrolled. We got a big story out of the NBA coming your way, Fox.
You are getting Rickrolled.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.